Chairman, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, also on my behalf, it's an honor to be here today, and that is an honor, of course, for my country, Finland. And also, I would like to thank both the FAO and the WHO, but also the whole membership for making this conference happen. Nutrition is an utmost important issue, and it needs to be addressed properly at all levels. So, ladies and gentlemen, our key message today is that nutrition is, and it should be, an integral part of the national and international food policy. Food and nutrition policy contributes to the prosperity of the nation in many ways, and of course, especially by increasing the health of the people. Integrating the different policy areas and actors to best support food and nutrition security is the task of the policymakers, the governments. We need to have health in all policies. We have to make sure that everyone has access to diet that is affordable, tasty, balanced, healthy, and sustainable. As an example, in Finland, school meals free of charge have been served to all our children for more than 60 years, since 1948. And at that time, there really was lack of money, and the country and the people were working hard after the Second World War. So it was, at that time, a very big political decision. We have also had health education with nutrition and cooking skills as a compulsory part of our education system for over 40 years, since 1973. And in our opinion, this has been an investment for the future, not just for health. State also compensates a part of the meal costs of our students in the university. As we all know, it is easier to learn, as it's easier to work when you eat properly. Today in Finland, food policy decision making is based on scientific knowledge. Active monitoring provides information on the progress and gives guidance on how to further fine-tune the process. As an example, the need to increase selenium content in Finnish food rose from increased awareness of low selenium intake, linking with cardiovascular problems. Distribution of sufficient dietary selenium to support the health of the population was achieved with selenium fortification in fertilizers. Now, after 30 years, as it started in 1984, we continue to follow up the selenium levels in the environment as well as on population level. Ladies and gentlemen, increasing global trade and marketing on unhealthy products is a challenge, as heard before today. We need to protect the vulnerable and seek synergies to reduce exposure to poor options, high in salt, sugars, saturated and trans fat. We have been working for decades to improve nutritional quality of diets with different approaches, such as reformulation of to reduce content of salt, saturated fat sugar and energy of foods. National recommendations have been successful in guiding product development, and we now have a wide range of healthy options in the market. Reducing salt intake continues to be an important national priority. We have warning labels on highly salted products to guide consumer decision making and to encourage industry to product development. Ladies and gentlemen, the future holds further challenges. We need to address the coexistence of over and under consumption, but to respect the consumer right to choose while doing so. We also need to improve the sustainability of the food system. Waste management, especially food waste reduction, is a key to sustainable food system. Consumers need simple tools to be able to make healthy and ecological choices. Politicians and civil services' role is crucial to make sure that real choices can be made in all socioeconomic population groups. Engagement of private sector is crucial, but public health must also be protected from any undue influence or conflict of interest. Implementation of the Rome Declaration and the framework of action is up to the member countries, us, where our United Nations organizations have done an excellent job, and more is awaited. As said earlier in a perfect way today in the morning, let hunger and obesity be part of our history, not existing in the future. And two different evils have to be one, as Her Royal Highness said this morning, in my opinion, in a perfect way. I thank for your attention, and I encourage all of us to continue to work together and to integrate nutrition and health to all policies. Thank you.